So, John, how is your Liberty Online experience going so far?
Well, it's kind of surreal, isn't it, Stan? It's a little bit strange being here in Liberty Centre without people actually round about us. And you know what's going to be even stranger is the fact that we're going to be sitting at home watching this on Sunday morning, watching ourselves. That's going to be really weird with a cup of coffee in our hands. But, you know, very glad to be here and to be doing this, yeah.
So, John, this week has been... It was unparalleled in my experience. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that. I'm sure most people sitting at home would have the very same thing. Yeah. I mean, I look back just 7 days ago, we were together here in the building worshipping, and we couldn't imagine that we'd be here even just 7 days.
Absolutely. We didn't know. Absolutely. Things have changed so fast. Yeah. And not just being here is surrealist, but the whole thing, the whole week for everybody, you know, there seems to be this normality to life and yet this shaking of everything that's going on at the same time, that things which we put our trust in, even as Christians, we put our trust in, you know, the things that, you know, our finances and our health and all the things which seem to be a little bit shaky at the moment.
Yeah.
And so it is a very strange time for us, you know, and I commented, I think, in the letter I sent out a couple of days ago to the church, I mentioned that it ties in with how I came to faith and maybe how many other people came to faith as well. My journey of faith began at a point where I was really questioning some of these things which we're seeing shaken now, health, wealth, finances, job, security, and thinking, is there a firm foundation? Is there something in life that is unshakable? And it was that question that I asked that really led me to discovering God and to meeting God and to realizing that God is there in every situation. He is our refuge and strength.
Yeah. And for me, what's been a great comfort to me this week is to be looking at the Bible.
Yeah.
Just that record of generations of people who've sought the Lord in joy and in difficulties, with questions, with answers too. It's been a great resource, I think.
Yeah, undoubtedly. And I think it's one of these places we go to. And I think even those who don't have faith will very often turn to the Bible at times like this. And for me, and I think for many people, the first place that we go to with this is the book of Psalms. Because what we see in there is we see the emotions, the raw emotions and the feelings, the ups and downs of life, the tragedies, the joys, the sorrows, the pain, the suffering that goes on. And the interaction, these beautiful poems and beautiful songs that are written out of that heart, this raw emotion in there. And I think that's where a lot of people are at the moment. You know, we're asking some big questions, we feel a bit shaken, and we're crying out. People with faith and no faith, I think, are crying out to God. They're looking for something that is stable. So I thought it would be good this morning just to take a few moments and do a quick reflection on one of these psalms. And it's a psalm that'll be familiar to many people. And it's Psalm 46. And I thought we'd just go through it and just pull out a couple of things, which I hope will be helpful for us as a church family and for anybody else who might be watching this morning. So this Psalm 46, it starts with these words. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. What a great start to a psalm, to any poem, that this is a starting point. It's like, let's set this tone right from the start, that whatever is going on in life, God is our refuge and strength. He is the one we turn to. And then he goes on, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. And yeah, kind of feels what life is a bit like now, you know. And the psalmist is trying to put something in words here, saying, you know, if everything is chaotic around, if everything is changing and shaking, the things which you thought were solid are not solid, what's going on? And then we get these beautiful words, and it says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. And I love these words because previous to that, he's talking about waters surging and foaming. And then we suddenly get this image of a river. So often God is represented, you know, representing of the life of God flowing like a river right through everything that's going on. God is there. These streams that make glad the city of God. There is a place where God dwells. Now, the psalmist, when he was writing that, would probably be talking about a physical place. He's probably talking about Jerusalem. But for us, of course, we know that God is with us. He's right here with us in every situation. And he goes on, God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. And that picture of God right in the middle, this certainty, this confidence that says, in the midst of everything, there's a city. God is there. We need not fear. Then he goes on, nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. How much we need to hear these words at this time. And then goes on, come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. And for me, these words, they speak of God's sovereignty, God's power over all things. That we can be confident that above all the things that we see, we have a God who is God, who is sovereign, who is king above all things, who is not taken by surprise by these things. And then it falls on with these words, which I think so many people will know, but there's again a change. And he says, be still and know that I am God. Let me read that again. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. How much we need to hear that at this time, that we quieten our hearts and our minds, and we'd find time to say in all the things we're hearing and whatever, that we can be still and know that there is a God who is there and who is with us. And then finally ends up with these words repeated from the middle of the psalm. He says, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. What great words of encouragement for us all to take and to really take to heart. So beautiful, beautiful psalm. Amazing. And I think just fits in exactly where we are. Speaks of a God who is there right in the midst of everything. And these words that fit there, be still. How much we need to hear that.
Brilliant. And John, I'm just going to kind of push you on something and maybe something you can explore for us a little bit. So it talks about be still and know God. What does being still for you maybe look like practically? Maybe for you or maybe for people back at home, what would it look like to possibly be still?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, because one of the things we want to do is to really help people. You know, it's great having these words, as you say, but what does it mean for us today, right here, to be still? And I think, as I think about that, you know, we've got lots of instruction at the moment on how we physically look after ourselves, how we wash our hands and how far we stand and where we go and where we don't go. But I think one of the biggest battles in our for us is actually not there for most of us. It's actually up here. It's in our minds. It's what we're thinking. It's where our minds are going. Is there fear there? Are we listening to the things? And I sense that for me, there's how do I maintain my focus on God? And that being still for me is finding times, or actually certainly finding times where I can draw aside. Now, for me, that personally, it might be times in the morning when I can be still and journal and just quiet myself and just think, okay, God, you're here, I'm here. Yeah. It's a good day. You're with me. But not just in those times. I think there's times when we need to be constantly, maybe coming back to the words of a psalm, maybe putting on worship music, but making that, these voices that we're hearing, the primary voices. There are a lot of voices out there. There's a lot of social media. Social media is great because we get to do this. But we all know that there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of fear spreading, even in the media as well, in the newspapers. I think we need to be careful about what we listen to and be intentional about taking time to stop and to focus again on God, maybe to sing a worship song. Maybe to look at a psalm and just to read it through slowly and just quieten ourselves. Not easy, I know, for a lot of people, but if you can find time to do that, really precious.
Exactly. And maybe very simply, if you're not on the habit of praying or there's something new to you, the simple idea of the tradition of saying grace before a meal, three times a day.
Yep.
You're going to be stuck in your house, maybe with other people, maybe not, but you can even pick up a phone off of you if you're by yourself and just say grace. Thanking God for the very simple things of the daily bread that he promises that he'll give us, a moment to stop and to think.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, in terms of encouragement, one of the things that we are using a lot, we're finding, is things like WhatsApp and things where people are texting or phoning or leaving a message somewhere. And that can be unbelievably encouraging for people. Suddenly a text comes through, a Bible passage that you're in all over the place, and you stop and you look at that and you think, okay, it's a recentering. It's bringing it back down to a place where God yeah, we know that there's a confidence we can have in you.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you, John. I think that's challenging for me and helpful for me, and hopefully helpful for those back there at home, and something that we can walk in and actually see lifting our eyes in the midst of this week, and something for going on as well.
Amen. Great.
Amen. Okay.